The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And again, officially welcome everybody to the broadcast. Again, I'm Ricky Scaparello, the founder of The Voice and a pastor of End Time Headlines. And today we're going to be dealing with an interesting subject that I think you'll find interesting. And I think it's of an urgency of why we as the body of Christ need to be in prayer and intercession for this specific day. But before we get to that, please, if you have not downloaded our free app, be sure to go to our app store today, whether you're on Apple, whether you're on Android, download that free app. It's available. Again, it's free. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our latest podcast that you can either watch or listen, or both at your convenience. And again, all that is absolutely free. Be sure to do that today. So we want to welcome all of our audience that will be watching either live or by the rebroadcast of this today. I want to be talking about the Pluto alignment and why we need and what we need to know and why we need to pay attention to this. Now, we shared this article. This is the actual headline that we shared on our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Of course, it was riddled with, we got attacked, we got assaulted, we got named, we got called, we got accused of delving into astrology, all kinds of stuff. And we're going to explain why they did that. And to me, it's biblical ignorance. And I'm going to break this down today, and I'm going to show you why it's ignorant to make such claims against a watchman as myself to try to warn you about these things. Planetary alignment, and some of you guys don't even know what we're talking about, and you're the first time you've heard of this. Planetary alignment on 2/22/22, that's today, will be the same as it was as the founding of the United States in 1776, and could be a sign of major changes coming. Now, don't worry, we're going to break this down. We're going to explain this. But before we get to this, we've got to build a foundation of this. And the reason why people get so offended, listen to me, guys, the people that get so offended about this and quick to say, oh, this is astrology, 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 is because they don't have a proper understanding of the contextual understanding of what we're talking about. And that's why we're going to do a foundational basis on this, or scriptural teaching, before we get to this right here. Now, why am I talking about this? Why do I even put my neck on the line on this? Listen, you think most prominent preachers out there are going to talk about this stuff? No. You think they're going to talk about Bible prophecy? Most of them don't. Especially, they're not going to talk about this and the dangers of this and warning about this. It will never be heard behind their pulpits. They'll never preach about this. It's A, B, and C gospel that they're going to preach. Now, what do I mean by that? They're going to preach to you the very elementary principles of the gospel. Paul talked about that in the book of Hebrews. Nothing wrong with that. We all need that. But I'm telling you, for those who want to go deeper, especially when you get into spiritual discernment and spiritual warfare, this goes over the heads of anyone who's not been taught in these things. Ezekiel 33, 1 and 6. Here's why I talk about this. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword, and that's war, upon a land. By the way, we're in the rumors of war. That's where we've been hanging our hat for the last month. Rumors of war. When I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself. But he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Did you hear that? So here's the bottom line, guys. As a watchman, as I've been called to do, and that's what this ministry does, I will not be guilty of not warning the people, our audience, the viewers, the listeners of our ministry. I will not be guilty of warning you of things that I see and things that are taking place because I chose to shy away, or I chose to be politically correct, or I chose not to stir the pot or rock the boat because I was afraid someone would get offended or someone would accuse me of this or that. Now you say, well, if that's the case, why did you pull down your Facebook post on this article and leave it up on the website? The answer is simple. One is because I don't have all day to answer questions. When people tag me in the post and want to dispute, want to argue, and want to pull accusations. Listen, guys, I got better things to do than spend all my time on social media trying to dispute with people that ain't got no, listen, they don't have any intent on listening what you have to say. They just want to name call, they want to accuse, and they want to condemn, and they want to get on their little social media circles, and they want to say that End Time Headlines is delving into astrology and new age and occultism. I'm leaving that ministry and I'm unfollowing their page. So today, the reason why we're doing this is twofold. One is to clarify why we're sharing it. And two, why we need to be paying attention to this as the body of Christ. Now, let me go on. Luke 21, 25 and 26, and there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. You know what's included in that? The constellations, the planets, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity happening right now as we speak. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, let me just give you a little bit of a precursor of where we're going. I find it intriguing and I find it interesting that while there is a, while Pluto is coming into alignment for the first time in 200 and X amount of years, and we'll talk about that more, that it just so happens as it's coming into alignment, that it's interesting that while this is happening in conjunction with, there is distress of nations. Have you seen what's going on in Canada? Do you know what's getting ready to come into America? With the protest and with the unrest and the distress of nations. Isn't it interesting that this is happening while there is literally war on the brink with Russia and Ukraine and the U.S. and Europe all getting involved in this? It's interesting that we're seeing the waves and the seas roaring with a volcanic eruption that just took place, and it sent a shockwave around the world, literally. So all this is happening, and that's just the beginning of this. So again, we're going to see continually more and more. So listen, if you don't believe in space, you're going to get offended. If you believe the earth is flat, you're going to get offended. If you don't believe that we should be looking at signs in the heavens, you're going to get offended. If you are not, I say this, if you're not filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit, you're going to get offended. Because my Bible says in the book of Jude, those who cause strife and division are those without the Spirit. I find it interesting that most people that are spirit-filled and have some anywhere, any knowledge of the Bible and understanding of these things, they're not the ones getting offended. They're not the ones getting all in an uproar about it because they have spiritual discernment and understanding of the times and seasons in which we're in. And by the way, I want to throw this out there at you. I know that you'll find that we consistently repeat things. We reiterate things. Why? Because we have new viewers. Because we want you to be informed. We don't want you to be ignorant. And listen, that's not a derogatory term. The word ignorant means lack of understanding or lack of knowledge. When Jesus referred to Luke 21, when he referred to the signs in the sun and moon and stars, this word, literally, he is alluding to what is mentioned in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons. Signs and seasons. You've heard me go back and forth to this. So the word sign here literally means a mark or a token, it can allude to a sign pertaining remarkable events that are soon to happen. We talked about this on multiple podcasts that we've done. The word harbinger, this is where we tie this in with, is a word that means foreseeable events that could take place. Warnings or an omen. And again, of course, the word seasons is a word that derives from an insignia, a standard or a proof or appointed time, an appointed time. So we have to understand, guys, that there is going to be planetary alignments. There's going to be strange, and I'm going to use a term that's used in Luke 21, great and fearful sights from heaven that are going to transpire, and they're going to happen, and it's going to stun astronomers, not astrologers, astronomers. It's going to stun scientists. It's going to stun experts. But we, come on, the believers, I would say, I don't even like using believers because I'll be honest with you, a lot of believers are attacking people like me. I would say the sons and daughters of Issachar. Now, I know the Bible, well, the Bible don't say daughters of Issachar. I know that. But there is, come on, to all my women out there, you are watchmen as well. Some of you are watchmen. Some of you have a calling to this. It's not just men. So let's just say you children of Issachar, the discerning of the times and seasons, those who have understanding of the times and seasons in which we're in, we're going to see things, we're going to understand this, and we're going to know, hey, we need to be paying attention. This could be a harbinger. This could be a warning. Now, let's talk about in history. Has there been cosmic, and I'm not going to go through all these guys. I could take 2 hours and go through history and show you parallels with cosmic signs in the heavens and transpiring with historic events on Earth. I could take 2 hours. So I'm going to jump into about 4 or 5 of these and show you examples. Let's talk about the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Did you know in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, do you know what led the wise men to the exact location in Bethlehem where Jesus was born? Oh, that's right. It was a star that they followed in the heavens. Some scholars believe it wasn't an actual star, but it was a planetary alignment. It was a celestial alignment that was visible, and it looked like a star, and thus they called it a star. I'm not here to debate that. Was it a star? Was it multiple planets making an alignment, a celestial alignment that looked like a star? Look, the bottom line is, guys, ready? There was a sign in the heavens that was pointing to a major prophetic event, which was the revealing of the Son of God. And if these wise men and these kings of the East here, if they would have listened, if they would have listened to some Christians today, they would have never encountered Yeshua in Bethlehem, because they would have been talked out of it and said, you're following astrology and you're being led astray, and this is not of God. And they would have never, we would have never heard about this event taking place. Did you know that, that it's likely that an eclipse took place, a solar eclipse occurred during the crucifixion of Jesus in Israel? In fact, the Gospel of St. Luke tells us that at the time of the crucifixion, there was a darkness that covered the earth, which lasted from the sixth to the ninth hour. And it's mentioned in the Gospels of Matthew and in Mark, but Luke goes into much more detail and said the quote, the sun was darkened. There wasn't a volcanic explosion. There wasn't war. This, my friend, was a solar eclipse that took place. And consequently, it happened on a major prophetic event, which was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet is said to return every 75 to 76 years and is visible. But it wasn't until 1705 that English astronomer Edmund Halley realized that since a comet had been regularly reported at the interval, that he would be able to go back and find its appearance in history and how it could possibly correlate to major events that took place. Consequently, the following research is stunning, to say the least. Researchers note, and what Halley discovered, that this comet, this same comet, Halley's Comet, appeared in 12 BC at the time that Herod was extending the temple platform in Jerusalem. It reappeared in 66 AD, 4 years prior to the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, and it was documented by Josephus, the historian, in his writings. This was the comet that he said appeared over Jerusalem 4 years prior to the destruction of the temple. And he said, and those eyewitnesses that were there at that time described it shaped as the as a sword over the temple in Jerusalem. In the 20th century, the comet streaked through the heavens in 1910, which happened to be 4 years prior to the outbreak of World War I. And then it appeared again in 1991, which, here's something interesting. Or I'm sorry, it appeared again in 1986. Correction there. Again, Let me state, we'll correct this when we get the final cut on this. But this comet again appeared in 1986, 4 years prior to the Persian Gulf War in 1991. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to what I'm saying here today? Then we have Hale-Bopp Comet. The initial discovery of this comet was in April 27, 1993. On the Hebrew calendar, that very day was the 6th of Adar. 45 years prior, on the same date on the Hebrew calendar, the British mandate over Palestine ended. On our calendar, the Gregorian calendar, on that day was May 15th, 1948. Hello. The official day that Israel was rebirthed as a nation. Hello, major prophetic. On August 2nd, 1995, The pre-discovery images were discovered on plates taken at the Anglo-Australian Observatory that showed the comet was active. It was then again spotted on July 23rd, 1995 in the constellation Sagittarius, which is the half-man, half-beast constellation, which some scholars believe that is a picture of the Antichrist who is to come, who is half-man, half-beast. It was reported that the comet was 50 times brighter than Halley's comet. The Hale-Bopp comet, now this is extraordinary, was eventually seen by the human eye during the entire year of 1998. According to Bob Wadsworth, a Christian astronomer, the last time this comet, now this guy went back and he did extensive research on the history of Hale-Bopp. When it appeared, when it reoccurred, when was it visible, what events was transpiring, when it was visible. By the way, there was a comet, you guys heard me talk about this a couple podcasts ago. There was a comet visible in 1811 and 1812 during the major eruptions of the New Madrid earthquakes in 1811, 1812. There was a comet seen in the heavens coinciding with that major event. And that was a major event in America because it literally changed the geographics of America. And they said, when, not if, but when it blows again, it's going to be far greater in damage and destruction than it ever was in 1811, 1812. Anyway, this Christian astronomer went back historically and discovered that this comet, Hale-Bopp comet, was seen by the human eye 4,200 years ago, and just so happened was the same time frame that Noah was building the ark by instruction of the Lord. According to an ancient Jewish text, a comet did appear in the heavens at that time, and Noah was building the ark during this time. So again, here we are. What am I talking about? Celestial events, signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and the heavens. Okay, so that leads us to where we are today and why I want to talk about this. Let me read this again. Planetary alignment on 2/22/22, that's today, will be the same as it was at the founding of the U.S. It could be a sign of major changes coming. What am I talking about? Let's talk about that right now. And before we do that, I want to emphasize something to our listeners and our readers, because you may not be aware of this, but the numbers, listen, write these numbers down and remember this. The number 11, 22, and 33. These numbers, listen to me, are heavily connected to the occult realm. I want to say it again for the back row that wasn't paying attention because you were on TikTok or you was distracted. The numbers 11, 22, and 33 are heavily connected to the occultism and the occult realm. Listen, we're talking 10 years ago, I knew at that time when I felt like the Lord gave me that message, I knew our ministry was going to be unique and it was going to be different than every other ministry because nobody in their right mind would have ever touched this, but I did. And I talked about it, but you'll discover that when you go back and you look at the events of 9/11, 2001, September 11th, when the Twin Towers were struck. Go, just do some research. Go to Google. If it'll come up, you might have to go to DuckDuckGo and whatever, because Google so heavily suppresses their algorithm that you can't find anything unless it fits their narrative. But anyway, that's a whole other topic. But go and try to research the number 11 connected to 9/11. And you'll discover, listen to me, this is where you guys, you've got to get your spiritual ears open. Jesus said over and over and over, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So are you saying that 9/11 was heavily connected to occultism? Yes. Here's why. Because listen to me, the enemy always reveals his hand to the discerning. Let me say that again for the back row. The devil, the enemy, Ha-Satan, Satan, Lucifer, the prince of the power of the air, he always reveals his hand to the spiritually discerning. If you understand spiritual warfare, if you are spiritually inclined, see, this is why I have a problem with people that attack people like me when we expose these things. Well, we shouldn't be talking about that. We should listen. Do you realize that the Bible says to be not ignorant of Satan's devices? You know what better way to overcome the devil is to know the strategies of the devil. Oh, you want scripture for it? Let me give it to you. Let me give you some scripture here for that. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 13. Ephesians 6, 10 through 13. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church of Ephesus. The Apostle Paul, I can tell you one thing, you've got preachers and teachers and evangelists and apostles and pastors and whatever, and they want to keep their congregation ignorant and dumb when it comes to spiritual warfare, but it will not be said of us. And guess what? It was not said of the Apostle Paul, because this is what he said to the church of Ephesus. Finally, my brethren and sisters, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Listen what he said. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able, listen to this, be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now that word wiles is the schemes, the plots, the plans, the assignments of the devil. God wants you and I to be able to stand against the schemes, the plots, and the assignments of the devil. He doesn't want you and I to be in ignorance and darkness to these things. Now, other believers want you to be in darkness, but not us. Quote, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but here it is, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, again, here he is talking to us, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Now, how do you put on the armor of God? You read the word of God. You hear the word of God. You pray. You intercede. You fellowship with other believers. You get in covenant with God. You stay connected to God. You stay under the shadow of the Almighty of God. You stay in constant connection as the vine is to as the branches are to the vine. That's putting on the whole armor of God every single day. We're not to be ignorant. But watch what he said. But we have to understand that there is spiritual forces at work and at hand. Listen to me, orchestrating, planning, and assigning things to try to bring about the fulfillment of things that they are orchestrating and planning. And I believe that leads me to this. I'm going to read you some quotes. Again, I'm quoting to you from various sources about this event. Quote, Pluto returns in France and Russia marked the deaths of Napoleon and Stalin. Notice, again, there's world leaders connected to this return or this alignment of Pluto. Spanish dictator Francisco Franco relinquished power during Spain's last Pluto return. Some even argue that, quote, UK's last Pluto return coincides with their unofficial fall from world leader status. Quote, historically, this time is marked with a lot of change, and most believe that for the US, that will be no different. This is important here. Campbell, the individual who wrote this said, quote, when the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, American colonies declared their sovereignty from Great Britain, grandly stating that, quote, all men are created equal. In reality, this sentiment applied only to upper class people. Now, again, I didn't write this. I'm only quoting to you. And you can find this article on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. But I don't want to read the rest of this because it's going to get people stirred up. But there's a lot of very inflammatory statements here. But the synopsis of what they're saying is they believe that this alignment of Pluto could indicate the downfall of the American empire. Now, here's what's interesting. Quote, because Pluto's domain has to do with power, corruption, destruction and regeneration. Now, where are they getting all this stuff? Now, this right here is getting into, quote, astrology. They're getting this because they're going back and they're seeing that every single time that this planet realigned itself in this conjuncture, that there was a series of historical events that were directly correlated with power, corruption, destruction, and regeneration. One of them was the Roman Empire. Now, guys, you realize how directly connected America is with the Roman Empire? There's like 16 or 17 parallels of the fall of Rome that is connected with America, and we are going in the same direction. Let me read this again. Because Pluto's domain has to do with power, corruption, destruction, and regeneration, quote, we would expect, now who's we? The we here is those heavily involved in, ready, occultism. There's a difference here. We would expect that governments which do not have a strong foundation would experience some kind of collapse or major transformation during these times. I will get to the point of why I'm talking about this in a second, more in detail. Quote, there are a few empires whose influence have lasted through at least one Pluto return. But it's interesting. If we look at the Roman Empire was established in 27 BCE and lasted until the abdication of the last emperor in 476 CE after the second Pluto return. It's interesting to note that a major crisis that does not always occur at the time of a major planetary cycle. Often the planetary cycle sets the wheels in motion for the crisis to occur in years following the planetary event. So again, there's all this correlation. The first Pluto return occurred around 216 to 222 CE. This was the period of the Severine dynasty, the last lineage of the original Principate founded in 27 BCE. The Roman Empire was no stranger to political corruption, assassination, and brutality. But under the Pluto return, every emperor in this dynasty was assassinated or murdered. The collapse of the dynasty in 235 CE marked the beginning of a period of anarchy. Hello. And the separation of the empire into several competing states, also known as the crisis of the third century. Out of the crisis grew a second phase of the empire from the principate to dominate, a conversion of the emperor from merely a head of the state to a more powerful disposition, literally translated as, quote, lord and master. This concentration of power was seen as necessary to unite the empire once again. The second Pluto return took place between 461, 467 CE, shortly before the revolt and deposition of the last emperor, which marks the end of the Roman Empire in 476 CE. The signing, now, why is that interesting? Again, what they have pointed out here, many people have pointed out, and those who have studied this, is every single time that that Pluto has made this unique alignment, there has been a major transition, fall, and shift, or an end of cessation of an empire. And it's interesting that they noted the Roman Empire. Now, if it was any other empire, it wouldn't have perked my ears up. But the fact that America, guys, listen, do you know many of our monuments and buildings and structures that are in Washington, and do you know what they're replicated from? The Roman Empire. The eagle is a representation of America. It was involved in the Roman Empire. There's so many parallels. And by the way, just to throw this out there, the Roman Empire was the only empire that was never destroyed from without, but it was destroyed from within, ready, through demoralization, sexual immorality, political unrest, wickedness, corruption, economic collapse. Does it sound familiar? The signing of the U.S. Constitution again, what they're noting here is that there is a time frame. If you take 2022 and you take the Declaration of Independence 1776, you come up with this number that falls in the right in the same conjunction, give or take a year or two or three, again, time frame as when this occurred, or this declaration, or the founding, 1776. And again, you guys have heard me point out that the average cessation of empires is around 400 years. So again, you go back and you look at history, and empires have risen and they've fallen within that 400-year mark. And America has now crossed that threshold. And some say if we continue in the path that we're going, we will only repeat history. This is why, guys, those who are knowledgeable on this, and they have an understanding of this, this is why they always refer to, and they'll keep pointing out, that America could be Mystery Babylon that is destroyed in 1 hour. Why? Because America's time is about up. It's about to come to an end. Now, so you say, well, this is great, and this is interesting, but we're not to be into astrology. We're not to follow horoscopes. Yes, I know that. And I am by no means advocating that. Here is what it all boils down to. Ready? So anybody that gets out there and you read on a blog post or on a YouTube video or whatever, and you see somebody blasting Brother Ricky or our ministry saying, oh, they've gone off the deep end now. They're getting into horoscopes and they're getting into astrology. Let them hear this part of the clip. Let them hear this part of the message that they'll probably edit out because they don't want to hear this part. The point is, this day, today, 2/22/22, is a huge day in the occult realm. I believe with all my heart, demonic forces are working overtime today to try to perpetrate, to try to carry out, and to bring about events that could literally change the course of history, whether it's war, whether it's destruction, whether it's terrorism, whether it's whatever it is. And we as believers need to put on the armor. And we need to be in, we need to be in intercession and prayer because of this very thing right here. Now, if you don't believe anything I'm telling you, listen, why do you think when, oh, I'm going to really, listen, if I didn't make you mad, this will make you mad. It's interesting to me that when Donald Trump came into power, who was a huge supporter of the nation of Israel, who stood for the sanctity of marriage, who stood for the life of the unborn, isn't it interesting that witches and warlocks came out of everywhere, came together and tried to put a hex on him, try to put a curse on him, try to put cast spells on him. You didn't hear about that when Obama was in office. You didn't hear about that when Clinton was in office. You didn't hear about that with other leaders, but it's interesting with him. Now, I'm not putting Trump on a pedestal. Oh, here he is. He's putting Trump on a pedestal. No, I'm just telling you, I think it's a point of interest. That's all I'm telling you. I'm just telling you, listen, if witches and warlocks are coming together and trying to put hexes and curses on you, don't you think that you're probably a threat to the kingdom of hell in some way, form, or fashion? Because I got news for you. The devil ain't threatened by anybody that poses no threat to him or his kingdom. Well, you know, the devil, I never get spiritual attacks. The devil never bothers me. Well, I'd begin to worry if I was you, if whether or not what you have and what you're doing poses a threat to the kingdom of hell in any form or fashion. Because the last time I checked, the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Come on. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I was not serving God and I was living for Satan and living for hell, I was having a great time. The devil really didn't attack me. Why? Because I was already on my way to hell. And therefore, I didn't pose any threat to the kingdom of hell. But the moment I said yes to him, and the moment I said yes to my calling, and the moment I stepped into my ministry, and the moment that God raised me up to be a voice and to be a watchman on the wall and begin to decree, thus saith the Lord, and begin to decree and warn people, then it seems like all hell began to break loose in our finances, break loose in our marriage, break loose in our children, break loose in our health, break loose in our ministry. What I'm trying to tell you, my friends, is we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And I'm telling you, the enemy is orchestrating and planning, and he is assigning his imps and his puppets to carry out attacks on this very day, whatever that looks like. Now, you can fold your arms, you can get stiff-necked, and you can write me off, you can unfollow me, but it ain't going to change anything. So listen, I've already got your attention, so why don't you just buckle down? Why don't you just make your face like flint? Why don't you just get with your family, get with your friends, get with your church, get with your pastor, get with your intercessors, and begin, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God of the pulling down of strongholds. Come on, begin to pull down the strongholds. Begin to bind up the enemy. In fact, let's pray right now in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are just stepping into, and we are putting into action what we feel like the word of the Lord is for today. And this warning going forth, we are going to contend for that word. We are going to co-labor with those that are watching and listening today, and we are going to bombard heaven today. For you said that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall loose in heaven. Lord, we believe based on the revelation of this word, based on the revelation of what the enemy has revealed to us through his puppets and through his sources, that he is working right now. Lord, I'm reminded of the book of Job. Lord, the enemy had an assignment against Job, and Job didn't have a revelation of this, and he didn't understand this. So it was, and there was events that happened in his life. There was disasters, there was attacks. And Lord, we know based on the revelation of the word of the Lord that the enemy conspired it, men performed it, but God permitted it. So we know today that the enemy is assigning things and perpetrating things, and he will use men to perform it. And God, you will only permit what you are going to permit and allow for your ultimate end game purpose. But Lord, we just bind the works of the enemy today. If there's anything, Lord, that is assigned from the gates of hell and from the kingdom of hell to be carried out today, if it's premature, if it's not time for it to happen, if it is before its time, then Lord, we come in the authority in the name of Jesus, and we bind those forces. We bind the hell's assignments in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you would cover our nation. We ask that you would cover the authoritative leaders of our nation, even those that we may not agree with. Lord, we pray for Biden, and we pray for Harris, and we pray for the White House, and we pray for the Congress, and we pray for those, Lord, of authority over our nation, because you commanded us to do so. We pray, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We plead the blood of Jesus over their families, Lord. We declare, Lord, I just ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that if there is something that the enemy is wanting to carry out on this day, to try to get glory to the kingdom of hell, I pray that, Lord, you would reveal it to authorities. You would reveal it to those in high places. You would reveal it to intercessors. You would reveal it to the body of Christ. You would reveal it to the watchmen. You would reveal it to the prophets. You would reveal it through dreams, through visions. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we declare today that the kingdom of God shall advance today, regardless of what the enemy has assigned, planned, and perpetrated for this day on 2/22/22. Lord, we thank you, Father, that, Lord, we are citizens of heaven, but many of us watching today are limited to the citizenship of whatever nation that we are under today, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the United States today, or wherever you're watching today. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your nation's leaders and those in control. Pray for your soldiers and the military and those individuals on the front lines today. And Father, we just lift up this volatile powder keg situation with Russia and with Ukraine and those nations involved in this, God. Lord, we know that prophecy has to be fulfilled. We know that things has to accelerate. But Lord, if this is premature, or if things are not orchestrated the way that you have assigned and that you have in control, then I pray that, Father God, that you would your hand would move on this in Jesus' name in a mighty, mighty way. And Lord, that you would give peace to the leaders, peace to the people, peace to the citizens. And Lord, that you would reveal strategies and wisdom to those that need it in the coming days. And Lord, we pray this today in Jesus' name, and all God's people said amen and amen. Guys, I know it's a different one. I know it's a very unique subject. And I appreciate so many people coming on here today and just listening to what I had to say and let me clarify why we need to be in prayer today. Guys, this is just like Halloween. Halloween is a very high time of occultism, witchcraft, and New Age. Today's important, guys. It may not be a festival that we celebrate, but I'm telling you, when it garnishes the attention of astrologers and occultists and New Age, and they're making these kind of predictions, we need to be paying attention to this. And we need to be an intercession, and we need to be in prayer. And so we're not going to be guilty of this, and that's why we did this today. Listen, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. As always, guys, again, don't forget to download the app. Again, it's free. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. You're going to get our podcast. You're going to get our headlines. You're going to get all of our information right there. It's going to get into your inbox. If you subscribe to the digest, if you get our app, again, it's the same thing, but I believe it's a lot better because you're going to get informed of everything that we do. And it's free and it's available for you. Listen, if you're watching this live on Facebook or Rumble, on the rebroadcast or on YouTube, right there in the description where it says download our free app, there's a link. Just click on the link and you can get the app. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if you have not prayed about becoming a monthly partner in support of our ministry. We want to give you that opportunity. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. And it's there for your convenience. You can give through the app, or you can get through the main website electronically. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that by making it out at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, and that's 30655. As always, guys, thank you so much. Continue to pray for me, guys. Again, as you can tell through my voice, I am on the latter end of a head cold. No, it's not coronavirus. It's called an inconsistent weather pattern. It's called 70 today and 40 tomorrow, then 70 next week, and then 40 tomorrow. Your sinuses can only take so much of a battering. And the worst part of it is, guys, is like every time, for whatever reason, every time I get hit with this stuff, my ears clog up. And like right now, my right ear is almost completely clogged up. So it feels like your head's stuck in a 5-gallon bucket all day long. So it's very annoying. So we appreciate your prayers, and we'll get through this thing. We'll be good, and we'll come out on the other end in Jesus' name. So until we see, we're going to try to come back on tomorrow, and then we'll probably take off on Thursday and then close out on Friday. So until then, guys, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you in Jesus' name. God bless. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.